David, when David is beset by enemies. And when he was beset by enemies, he knew where to turn. Amen? Do we know where to turn when our enemies are all around us? Do we know where to turn when our enemies are all around us? Do we know when where to turn and where to look when our enemies are all around us? David knew who he must turn to. In this psalm, David pours out his heart to the Lord. He calls out to God in his distresses, and he offers his petitions. Amen? David prayed for himself. Amen? He offered up to God what he was going through. He didn't call on anybody to pray for him, but he talked about the position, the circumstances that he was in. Amen? We're going to focus on Psalms 143. But in the meantime, I want you to understand that while you're in certain circumstances and positions that are going around in your life, some of us are in valleys. Amen? And I'm here to tell you this morning, don't waste your valley. I want you to know that your valley is a place of promise. Your valley is a place of faith. Your valley is a place where God is going to bring you out of. Amen? It is a place of experience. It is a place of learning. So don't waste your valley. Many times we're in the valley and we're complaining about everything and asking God why. And God is looking at you saying, well, why not? You can't just praise God when you're on the mountain. You got to praise that same God in the valley. Because the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. When we consider this psalm, we want to reflect on what God is doing to us and through us as we move through the valley. See, you have to move through the valley. You can't just stay there. You have to move in the valley. Because when you move, you're going to find a way up and out of the valley. But if you just stay there in the valley and wallow in the valley, you're just going to be in the valley. Let's take a few moments and look at this psalm and think, don't waste your valley. Psalms 143, David says, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy had persecuted my soul. He had smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness as those who have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy faith from me, lest I be unlike unto them that go down in the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all of them that afflict my soul. For I, you remember me, Lord, I'm David. I'm David, your servant. I'm your son. I'm the one that does what you tell me to do. But I need you to lead me right now because I, David, am your servant. Here in this scripture, when David says, hear my prayer, give ear to my supplications, in thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. Two words, faithfulness and righteousness. David said, in thy faithfulness. God is faithful. David knows that God is faithful. So he prays to him and says, in your faithfulness, answer me. He didn't say, according to my faithfulness. I can't call on you, God, because of my faithfulness. Sometimes our faithfulness is like that. Because David did some things, so he can't say he was always faithful. But he said to God, Lord, in your faithfulness, we got to know what we're praying to the Lord. We got to know how we're calling upon him and the things that we're saying to him. Amen? By saying, giving me a hear and an ear, it shows how he is waiting earnestly for the Lord. You know, when you're really waiting for something, your anticipation got you waiting and listening and being patient for something. Amen? So David is saying, I am earnestly, patiently waiting for you, O Lord. I'm giving you an ear. And then he says, don't go into judgment with me. He's saying, don't call me out. Don't call me out because you know that nobody is justified but you. Nobody is all righteous but you. So don't call me out. Sometimes we need to ask the Lord, don't call me out. Lord, don't look at all the things that I have been unfaithful about, that I have been justified in my mind about, but hear my plea. Amen? Because God takes things and put them behind him. Amen? Don't call me out. God, you know nobody's justified like you. David is like all of us. He don't really want justice from God. Do you really want justice for God? No, do you really want justice from God? All the things that we have done, all the things that we've been put through, we put other people through, all the things that we say to one another, do we really want justice from God? See, David knew. It ain't the time to judge me now, God. I need you. I know I ain't right, but I need you. Amen? In Acts 13 and 39, it says, and by him all that believe are justified from all things which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. It is because of God's grace and his mercy towards us we can be justified. Amen? But if we had to live by the law, none of us are justified. And the sad thing is that we live by the law down here, even though we're supposed to have grace and mercy towards one another. Amen? Then in the verse 3, he says, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has persecuted him. He sought for his life. He had smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness as those who have been dead. David is so down and out. Have you ever really truly been down and out? Oh, no, come on. Have you ever truly been down and out? Sometimes you wish that you were dead. Amen? Even though you don't wish that you were dead, your emotions say, I wish I was dead. David felt so bad. He says, my enemy persecuted me so much that I feel just like dead people that's been in the ground for so long. Sometimes persecution will beat you and beat you and beat you that you just wish you were dead. But let me tell you something. If God wanted you dead, you'd be dead. But he has a plan for your life. So when you're in that valley and you feel like you wish that you was dead, don't wish for something that God don't want to do. Just say, God, your will be done. David said, he made me dwell in darkness. He has made my life dwell in darkness. When there is darkness, there is no light. Let me say that again. When there is darkness, there is no light. When there is darkness, there is no light. Because light penetrates darkness. Even if it's just a little light, it ain't dark. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Although the enemy's trying to put you in darkness, let your light so shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. David therefore says, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. See, David's not talking. He's not concerned about nobody else. We got too much time on our hands. I'm more concerned about you than being concerned about me. When my spirit is down, then I'm concerned about me. And then I want you to be concerned about me. But you don't want to be concerned about me. Because when my spirit is not down, I'm concerned about you. Overwhelmed. Put down. David said, my spirit, you can laugh, you could joke, you could run around, you could smile, you can have all the riches of this world, you can have the prettiest girl, you can have the house, and you can have the car, but if your spirit is down, when your spirit is down, all of those things won't mean anything to you. Hallelujah. David said, this is King David. I want you to know what I'm talking about here. This is the king that had all the things that he wanted. This is the king that God was always with, even through his devilment. You say if God was with them, how could he be down? Because the enemy don't stop. My spirit is down. Nobody can really see your spirit like you can. We can feel that you have a spirit, a dark spirit. We can feel that there's something burdening you, something bothering you, something overwhelming you. But what's in my spirit, nobody knows what's really in my spirit, but the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you go through something and people say, I understand what you're going through. Yes, they do, but they don't know what's in your spirit. We might know some things, but we don't know it all. Amen. He said, my spirit within me. We got spirits within us. Amen. Because when your spirit is right, nothing else makes a difference. I'm going to say that again. When your spirit is right with the Lord, Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Because nobody know that what's within you. You know what's within you is greater than things that are without you. I'm going to say that again. That what is within you is greater than what is without you, with what is what outside of you, with what is around you, with what is pestering you, what is bothering you, what are all of those things that the enemy uses against you. And that's when you know within you that when God is with you, when God is within you and God is with you, you do like this. No matter what. David, he was so down. He said, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. And my heart is desolate. Hallelujah. My heart is alone. I'm by myself here. I need you, God. That's why I'm praying for you, to you. I'm offering up everything that I got to you, Lord. I got nothing to hide. I'm so deep down in the dirt, Lord, I don't even need you to clean me off. I just need you to hear me. I just need to know that you hear me. I'm in a cave, but I just need to know that I can talk to you. I just need to know that somebody's concerned about me, that somebody will listen to me. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible says that when we pray, he always. Dead people can't pray. That's why I don't know why some dead people come to church. I don't know that. I don't know why. Dead people can't pray. He can't hear dead people's prayers. That's why we come in here, we praise the Lord, and we open up the gates of heaven with praise, open up the window of heaven so he can hear our pleas, our prayers. He said, but you know what, God? I remember the days of old. I remember the works of thy hands. I remember the lion when you were with me. I remember the bear when you were with me. I remember that great big giant when you were with me. I remember that. So God, I know that you're able. I know that you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could have asked. I remember thy works. I remember your hands. Hallelujah. The hand of God, the hand of God, the hand of God when it's on you is something else. Oh, hallelujah. The hand of God when he touches you. Oh, my Lord, healing occurs. Oh, the hand of God when he touches you, deliverance is available. When you call his name, the enemy must run. He can't stay there no longer. The hand of God. I muse on the work of thy hands. I sit down and I smile. And even in my desolation, I sit back. Oh, my God. And I just wonder. And I think my God is a great God. Oh, my God is a good God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. God, you're such a wonderful God. God, you're so great. God, I can't describe the words to describe you. God, I can only say hallelujah to your name, which is the highest praise that I can give you. My God, my God. I muse on my God. Hallelujah. In those down times in the valley, you muse on the times of how great your God is. Ain't nothing that upsets the enemy a little bit more than you smiling while he's trying to beat you down. Because you know that your God is going to see you through. I might not know when, but it's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming. I believe that it's coming. And I know that it's coming. And when it comes, when it comes, oh, hallelujah. Then he says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. I see, have you ever reached for something? David is saying, I stretch forth my hand. He didn't say, I put it up. We like to put our hand up. God help me. But when you really want it, you got to stretch. You know, when you stretch, you get up on your toes. You lean forward. You know, have you ever stretched, really stretched? Really stretched for something? He said, I stretch forth my hands to thee. Notice, David is talking about actions that he's doing while he's in the valley. He didn't say, I'm going to sit here and wait for you, Lord. I know you're coming. I'm going to just wait. He said, Lord, show me which way to walk. When I pray, I want you to hear, so I'm listening for you. I'm stretching forth my hand to you. Amen. He's doing something. He's doing all that he can do while he's waiting. While he's waiting. Let me go back. Do nothing. Say nothing. Nothing happens. Hallelujah. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Have you ever seen a thirsty land? Have you ever seen what's going on in Australia right now? Burning, burning, everything is stretching forth. You know, a tree even stretches forth for water when it's dry. Amen? A tree will stretch forth for water. God, Jesus is living water. He wants us to stretch forth. Everybody ain't that tree planted by the rivers of water. Sometimes God places you over here and you gotta reach towards the water because I thirst. I thirst. Some of us are not thirsty. Some of us are not thirsty. We were thirsty, but we ain't thirsty no more. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then David says, deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide. You got to know where to run to. We run towards the wrong things. Amen? I told you, I don't talk about people here because I can't. But I could talk about me and I could talk about my family. Amen? Because if they get mad with me, they can't do nothing to me. Amen? And I told you, we got a battle going on in my family with my oldest daughter. She lighting candles and doing all kind of things. And then she called us to pray. And we pray with her, and we pray with her, and we do all kind of things and talk to her, witness to her. She's in Texas. We can't walk over to her house and bang the door down. But we gotta pray with her. We got to talk with her. We got to hear her plea, amen, as parents, and talk to her. And the thing that gets me is that every time God pulls her through, she want to confess the candles helped her. But I said, the next time she calls for something, don't give her nothing. Tell her to call on her candles. Let's see how that work out. Amen? We too busy perpetuating lies and letting them believe, because in our hearts they have our flesh and our blood. But we are Jesus's. We belong to the King. We know that he died on the cross to make a way for us. So when he makes a way for us, we don't need to perpetuate the false lies. Amen? Call on your candles. Call on your God. Let's see how it work out. Do your dance. Let's see how it work. That's a message for somebody else in here, because I ain't the only one going through that. Because it don't have to be no candles. It don't have to be candles. Whatever their God is, let them call on it, see what happens. When they get sick, call on that God for deliverance. Call on that God for help. David knew where to turn to. We got to know where to turn to when we run from the enemy, because he's trying to chase us down. But when you stop, turn around and look at the enemy and call the name of Jesus, it's a reversal. He's going to start running, because the enemy cannot stand the name of Jesus. He said, cut off my enemies and destroy them that may afflict my soul. And then again, he says, you know me, Lord David, because I'm your servant. He reminds him, I'm just not another person that knows you. I'm not another person, just another person that come to church. Come on, somebody. I'm not just somebody who come in, put $5 in and going out. I'm not that person. I'm not that person that just comes on Sunday or every 2 Sundays or 3 Sundays, every 6 months, every 6 weeks, whatever it is. I'm your servant. We got a, what you say, we got a relationship. Don't you want to, when you stand in front of the judge and he looks at you at that day and you have a relationship, that you can't be standing up there doing like, he already knows. You can't tell him God. You can't charm him. You know the police pull you over, and he want to give you a ticket because you was doing wrong. And you sit up there and you throw that charm on him. And he say, okay, just slow down. And he lets you go. But that day, you can't charm God. Ain't no lucky charms. Ain't none of that. You can't charm God. You gotta, he got to know you. He got to know you. David said, you know me. I'm your servant. When you sent me out, I went. I didn't care how big the giant was. You sent me out. Because you were with me, I sent you. You sent me out. And I trusted you. And I believed in you. I did things that normal people couldn't do because you were with me. I'm David. David declared his loyalty to the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we gotta declare our loyalty to God. We declare it when the enemy comes after us and we're able to say, you know who I am. You know I'm a child of the Lord, right? I am a child of God. He says, hear me speedily. Don't wait too long, Lord. Hear me quickly, because my soul is getting faint. Hallelujah. My soul is getting faint. We know that God works in his own time. Amen. But God does hear your prayers. And God does know the positioning that your soul and your spirit is in. So when you're telling the Lord to hear me quickly, you ain't telling him something he don't know. You're just telling the truth. Amen? He says, hear me speedily. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me. Since, don't be hiding from me, God. You know I'm in the pit. Let's talk. Let's get it on. I'm here. I need you to be available for me right now. Come, let's talk face to face. You know you can talk to the Lord like that? In your spirit, you're face to face with the Lord. Do you know that you can pray and you can praise and heaven will open up and you're in his presence? The Holy Spirit is right there with you. That you're talking to somebody that other people can't see, but there's something going on. There's a moving and there's a shaking all about. Others around you don't understand, but those that know what's going on. Hallelujah. Those that know you, what's going on. And if you don't know and you're around when those things are going on, I suggest that you just move out the way and be quiet and let the Lord do what he has to do. He says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee I do trust. Because I know, for me to know thy way within, I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. We got to take ourselves and pick our souls up to hear what God has to say to us. To hear him take us out of the pit. Amen. He says, deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee to hide thee. So I want to talk about wasting those valley days. There's pain in the valley. There seems when you're in that valley, it don't seem like there's an end to the pain and no light at the end of the tunnel. And somebody's there today. There's that pain of depression. There's that pain of desolation. If it can happen to David, a man after God's own heart, it can happen to me and it can happen to you. There's a pain of despair that's going around. No hope. You have no hope. You feel like there's no hope. But God is there walking with you in that valley. And there is hope. And some of the reasons why God puts you in the valley is he puts you in there so you can witness to somebody else when they're in the valley. Somebody who don't believe in God. That they can understand that I've been there before. I know what you're talking about. I can feel your pain. In the valley. Don't waste your valley experience. We're called to be disciples. We're called to be witnesses. We're called to be people who have gone through something, but in the midst of everything, that we knew who we had a God who was able. Some people can tell you, I can do this, and they can't do it. But we got a God that's able. It's been proven that he's able. Yeah, he didn't pray. David didn't pray to somebody he thought could do something. He prayed to somebody who he knew could do it. God's able. We must remember that when we're in that valley, he's doing something to us. He's perfecting us. He's making us the way that he wants us to be. Sometimes we got to get humble. We don't want to get humble. But when God puts you in that valley, when you go through that fiery pit, when you go through those changes in your body, when you go through changes in your finances, you go through changes on your job, God hasn't forgotten you. He's perfecting you. sometimes we feel that life has become unbearable. Let me encourage you today that with this psalm, there's reason for rejoicing because God has a plan for you in the valley. And you know that you can call on him. You know that you can stretch your hands towards him. You know that you can move back and forth in that valley. Now I want to give you a little secret. Being in the valley is not because of something that you did. Being in the valley doesn't have anything to do with what you did. So stop praying, Lord, what did I do to deserve this? Because you're saying to God, you're punishing me for something that I did. He's not punishing you. He's learning you. God is teaching you something. David said, show me the way to walk. Show me the way to walk. Sometimes we got to be shown the way to walk. Sometimes we got to be shown the way to talk. Sometimes we got to be shown the way to pray. Sometimes we got to be shown how great a God we serve. Show me. Show me. Show me the way to go. Hallelujah. Our lives are shared experience. If you live long enough, the valley is going to come into your life one day. Amen. Don't waste your valley experience. Amen? There's a prize in the valley for you. You know, what do you get when you open the box and you look inside and smack your lips and turn it over? You dig it out. There's a prize. The Cracker Jacks. We always was going for the prize in the Cracker Jacks. You couldn't wait to get through the Cracker Jacks to get the prize. I'm telling you today, don't wait. You can't wait to go through the valley to get the prize because God has a prize there for you. He said you're going to be the head and not the tail. There's a prize going on for you right now. Somebody who ain't got no job, there's a prize waiting for you when you're going through the valley. Somebody got a sickness right now, there's a prize waiting for you. You're going to get well. There's a prize. There's a prize that man can't give you. There's a prize. So when you know that there's a prize, that's why you can muse. Oh, because Dave's been through the valley many times and he came out. That's why he can muse. If you wake up every morning, you can muse at how good God is. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning. I want you to